There we go. Things Gonna Change by Vernon Maytone from Brothertown Records. Welcome, everybody, to the very first episode of Coastal, a podcast by Grant Kelly. That's me. I just wanted to get the first episode out into the stratosphere, and also hopefully I can score Coastal to myself as a name for the podcast. So the idea behind this podcast is I'm a skipper, so I'm a sailor, and I plan to interview people from all walks of life. The main idea behind the podcast is to interview people that I hopefully in the near future will spend a week with on a charter yacht. So my plan is to work for a week in the charter industry over here in Europe. And during that week, well, the charters usually go for a week. Let's put it that way. People charter the week boat for 1 week or 2 weeks. And in that time, I hope to get to know the guests on board and hopefully get a connection with somebody. You know, that incredible connection you get when you meet someone and feels like you've known them forever. And I want to find out about their life story and record it and put it out there for people to listen to. And often when you meet someone for the first time, you find out all these incredible things, and a lot of it can be inspiring. So I thought to be able to share these positive stories around the world would be a good thing for me to do, good thing for the other person, and will help hopefully make people happy and maybe even improve people's daily situations. Right now, I am sailing not as much as I want to because I'm a father and don't want to be away from my family. But it's not a goal of mine. It's something that I'm going to do when the time is right, when my children are a little bit older. My son is 14. My daughter is 12. My son just turned 15 in Egypt last week. We're on the Red Sea there. So my son's 15, my daughter's 12. And so you can roughly when they're around 18, I want to start moving out of Germany where I'm living at the moment and to Greece or to Mallorca or to the French Riviera or to where else? To Croatia, to Turkey, and spend a season there. So the season roughly goes from May to October, and I want to work for charter companies and take people sailing. People hire these boats and want to see a bit of an area in certain places of the Mediterranean, and they often need a skipper when they have little experience. So I hope to be that person and take them around for a week and hopefully as well change a bit of the culture that is associated with this industry. A lot of it is a lot of people charter these boats and get on board and fill the boat with alcohol and, drink their way around the Greek islands or drink their way around the French coast. And that's okay too. That's cool. It's good to see people relaxing and maybe have a joint or two as well, you know. It's good to see people relaxing and enjoying themselves. But I also want to bring in, hopefully, be sitting around in the morning with guests after a morning swim doing some Wim Hof breath work or doing some meditation in the morning. Maybe some stretching and also maybe, yeah, to have a healthy week on board. And hopefully I'll meet a lot of those guests too. But I was saying I want to change the culture, but I just want to maybe, I don't know, put it out there, and maybe I'll attract a lot of guests that are just into that. But I think maybe I can influence the culture of drinking all day, and that by just myself partaking in Wim Hof and meditating in the morning and not really worrying what people think. You know, the skipper's up the front, breathing really weirdly. I think that could be a good thing. So I want to, as I was saying, do the podcast with hopefully someone each week that I meet on board. So come back on the weekend into the harbour, and hopefully I can publish a podcast and get it out there. So do something weekly like that. And if I don't meet anyone, I'm happy to talk by my to do a solo one. And I've got a lot of positive stuff in my life to share as well. A lot of that's the way I just keep myself happy and deal with problems, and a lot of that's being healthy these days, and my body, and working a lot with my mind and my breath. And yeah, so I can just talk a lot about that. Play music, as you heard at the start here, great track. So I'm going to mix a lot of music in, and hopefully I'll meet some artists along the way too that will let me share their music on the podcast, so I can give them a shout out and share some music. And who knows, one day the podcast will become so popular that I can make a little bit of money from it. And who knows what I'd do with that money? Maybe put it into something good, maybe put it into myself, give it to my kids. Don't know. I'd probably spend it on traveling. Yeah, so as I was saying at the beginning there, the season, sailing season in the Mediterranean here will go from about May to October. And then there's also a sailing season in the Caribbean. I might have this wrong, I haven't really looked into it much, from about October to May. But also over here, there's the option of surfing. So say if I did a season from May to October, and then just took the rest of the year off from October to May, and just travel with my wife from France all the way down Spain, Portugal, and just surf great spots along the way. Yeah, there's a thousand places I can go with this. But in the meantime, I also have a podcast. It's called The Miles and Ground Experience. And that's a weekly episode with one of my dearest friends I've known for a long, long time, Miles Hay Hendry. And we do one podcast a week where we have a segmented we have like some segments where one's called Miles's Music Dash, where we introduce a song that gives us an autobiographical memory. So a memory of a time and place of something, the song that reminds us of a time and place. We also have a 1 minute global dance off where we put a track out there and encourage everyone just to rock out for a minute. We share some stories. We do a bit of writing. We share some stories and travel, usually with a bit of meaning. There's a meditation in there as well. And we always end with what we're grateful for. So that's a great listen to, folks, if you're into podcasts. Yeah, so in the meantime, until I get back on the water, I will do some solo podcasts. And hopefully, in the not too distant future, I have to buy the microphones first. I will start on these interviews where, obviously, I won't be meeting people on the boat because I'm not on the boat that often. I do trips to the Mediterranean already, and hopefully, I can get a couple done. That's literally one or two a year. those trips. Hopefully I can get a couple of interviews done on those trips, but the interviews will start probably when I'm surfing down in France, or someone I meet here on the street, or when I travel home to Australia, when I visit family. I've got some ideas where I can interview some people there too, some people I met on my last trip back home. So there's lots of opportunity to get the Coastal podcast out there. This should be making sense. And if not, doesn't matter. It's all fun anyway. I'm not very political, folks. I don't delve too much into politics, so there'll be no chat about politics. I've got a book laying on my desk here. It's called The Power of the Subconscious Mind. I read that basically every day, cover to cover. Well, I don't read it cover to cover every day, but I just keep reading it through. I read the Surfers Journal a lot, which has got some incredible writing in it that's inspired me to write and to just go on this journey, I guess. And also, in 2003, I started working on a sailing catamaran up in Monkey Mia in Shark Bay in Western Australia. And on that boat, I was the deckhand. So I helped sail the boat. It was me and a skipper. And I had to tell the guests about animals, about the area, about how it was World Heritage. I'd tell them about behavior, a World Heritage area. I'd tell them about behavior of animals, dolphins, turtles, dugong. I'd explain about the environment there, the seagrass. And over the 10 years of me doing that, first as a deckhand and then as skipper in the end on this 60-foot catamaran, I became very, very fond of speaking in front of people. And another idea behind this podcast was to keep that up, keep talking. Obviously, it's different when you're sitting here by yourself, but engaging, obviously the solo ones are different, but engaging with people when I do meet someone and conduct an interview, you'll hopefully see my or hear my people skills come through in that scenario. So, yeah, I want to keep that up. And I've found also through podcasting that it's great to have daily things that are worthwhile, things that can make a difference, things that are positive to partake in during the day instead of sitting around worrying, reading the news, scrolling on the phone. So podcasting for me too is one of those tools, like in conjunction with breathing exercises, meditation, reading, affirmations, you know, all that stuff, listening to comedy, listening to other podcasters who I find intelligent and articulate. That's all part of me trying to live a happy existence. So that's another reason why I'm partaking this journey. Yeah. And just with regards to sailing, once I left shot over, so talking about animals, doing short trips in and out in Shark Bay. So the longest trip would probably be 3 hours, 3.5 hours. We do that 2 to 3 times a day. We do a sunset cruise. So going on a charter boat for a week and getting to know people will be incredible. I do trips now, so I take a group to the Mediterranean and stuff, and we go for a weekend. If some of you out there have ever been on a sailing trip, it's basically the ultimate adventure. You have I guess you could compare it to flying a spaceship. You're out at the mercy of the elements. You kind of go with the wind direction, especially coastal sailing. So you can kind of have a plan, but you can't, you can, you know, if you want to sail, you just go with the direction of the wind. You throw a big metal thing onto the sand with a chain on it to hold your boat at night, an anchor. And you're out there just swinging wildly in a bay in the middle of the night with rocks behind you. It's beautiful and romantic, but it's just incredible. So yeah, that's, and to add podcasting and, you know, really making an effort to try and connect with people on each trip and trying to be positive and hopefully, you know, find someone who really, you really connect with. Well, it's going to be incredible. Yeah, so that may take a year or two, folks, to get into the weekly episodes of meeting people. So just hopefully if this tickles your fancy, if you're liking what you're hearing, subscribe to the podcast, either here on Apple or Apple Podcasts or here on Spotify. Yeah, and share it with your friends on social media. It won't hurt to share it. It'll give and also on Apple Podcasts you can give it a 5-star rating and leave a comment. So feel free to do that too. Yeah, so just on the wind up here. Oh, one other thing with regards to sailing. I did spend a year as well in the Pacific sailing on a research vessel, the RV Heraclitus. Some of you out in podcast land may know of the ship. It was built in the 60s in Oakland in California. It's been up the Amazon. It's been down to the Antarctic. It's a Chinese junk, ferro cement Chinese junk. And I'm lucky enough to be married to a biologist, and she was asked to join the ship for a year as a coral reef, to run the coral reef research program on board. And so I joined, and we spent a year in the South Pacific. We went to the Solomon Islands, to Fiji, to Vanuatu. I started in Tuvalu and met the ship there. She joined in Fiji a little later. And we spent a year out there together. So that's some more of my experience on the sea. And now I remember the point I was trying to make, that when you are on a ship or on a boat for a certain amount of time, even a week, it can be tight quarters. You can have personalities on board that are extreme, and you can have confrontation in a very short amount of time because extreme personalities don't really fit in those situations. So yeah, that's another reason for the podcast. I can give massive insights into you know, the week that was with different personalities from all over the world, and how that will come through as well. Another thing on the interviews too, for example, last time I was in Australia, I met a lady where my mother lives. She lives in a sort of a retirement village / caravan park. This is in a really rich area. So there's all these people where my mum live, living in these incredibly cool little houses in this retirement village, which has a community center and a great sense of community. And then around the area in the north of Perth there, in WA, there's all these really rich million-dollar houses with 2 to 3 people in them around the area there. But I was going to go on about the housing crisis in Perth, but maybe you can decipher that just from what I've said. There's about 200 people living at the retirement village / caravan park on the beach, humbly in their beautiful little houses, and then you've got massive mansions around with two or three people taking up space for enough, probably 5 or 6 houses. Anyway, that's another story. there was a lady there at the retirement village. She's been there like 30 or 40 years and also grew up in Perth. She's in her 80s, so she's another great interview, you know. People I take now sailing, the couple of times I go a year, we've got pharmacists, we've got engineers, we've got doctors, we've just got normal people, and everyone's got a story. And so it'd be fascinating. Hopefully this has all made sense. Folks, as I said, give us a share on your social media. Give us a like on Apple Podcasts. I'm going to finish the first episode of Coastal Podcast by Grant Kelly with the song in the intro, Things Are Gonna Change, by Vernon Maytone from Brothertown Records. So, peace out, folks. Have a beautiful day, morning, evening. If you're going to bed, have a good sleep. And I'll see you on the sea.